This week's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
For the United States, production was held at 18.3 million bales for the 2010 crop, and mill use at 3.6 million bales, and also exports at 15.75 million bales. So that gives us an ending stock number for the 2010 marketing year of 1.9 million bales. The changes or the adjustments by USDA in their February report relative to their January report came on the international side, as they did make some adjustments in mainly the production coming out of the 2010 crop. Globally, USDA lowered their estimate of the world crop from 115.5 million bales down to 115.25 million bales, so took a little over 200,000 bales off of the production estimate.
Cut two, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Their estimate now stands at 116.55 million bales. And again, just some small adjustments in a couple of countries, a slight adjustment by Central Asia, and a few other little adjustments made in some other countries.
Cut three, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Coming in at about 42.8 million bales, so just down slightly from what they were saying back in January, but still overall a very tight supply and demand situation.
Cut four, coming in 3, 2, 1.
Specifically Australia, which has been in the news a lot with some flooding and various weather problems that have affected portions of their crop. USDA did not make any adjustments in Australia's crop, which they're still holding at 4 million bales for the 2010 marketing year. Some internal estimates coming out of Australia now are a little closer to 3.8 million bales, so it'll be interesting to see if in the coming months that USDA makes an adjustment there and perhaps lowers the Australian crop for 2010.